Okay, we are Spit Nickels. This first tune is called Sucker Punch. Vincent Soldier DeVille Vincencio. On the drums, Cameron Animal Chardine, and I'm Dave Henninger. This next song is called Life Can Kill You.
Another one, another mindset, more.
extended version. Next song is called I Like Rock and Roll. Next song is called The God Song. We'll be right back. next song is called There, Motorhead. I just want to say this song is dedicated to the late, great Lemmy Kilmister and his band, Motorhead. But I'm good anyway. I want to dedicate this to the former members of my last band. The song is called You Got Nothing. Yeah. are Spit Nickels.
This has been a good night for music. And right now in studio, to prove that, we have Spit Nickels. Hello.
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 Hiya.
So you guys sounded fantastic.
Well, thank you.
Thanks. Thank you.
And I was going by three songs before, and now you played how many?
I played six.
Six. Was that it?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought it was seven.
No.
All right.
Well, we cut one in half, so it probably seemed like seven.
Right. You cut one in half? What happened?
During They Are Motorhead, I popped a string.
Right. But you finished the song, didn't you?
No, I did not. We
really?
Just, where the solo, the breakdown was, we just did a little extended solo and then brought it to an end.
All right. Okay.
No third verse.
Still sounded good.
It was an abbreviated version.
These are the alternative mixes.
Yes.
All right. And obviously, Dave, you have been here many times before, and you are the vocalist, guitar player.
Yep.
You are?
I am the drummer.
And your name is?
Cameron.
And you are?
I'm Vince, the bass player.
Okay. And there's an age difference here.
There is.
How old are you, Mr. Drummer?
I am 16.
Okay. And so these guys are what, three times your age?
They found me in the dinosaur graveyard because they needed another bass player.
Three times? Well, okay. Yeah, we could live with that.
Was I underestimating? Is it more like five?
Well, no, but it's more than three times.
So what's it like being in the band with these two?
Great. Been looking forward to it for years.
I assume this is your first band.
Yes, it is, actually.
All right. Is it your first serious band?
I've been in a lot of bands throughout the years, and I've known Dave for over 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a new project, and he was looking for a bass player.
Okay.
And dusted off the old bass.
It only took me a year to convince him to actually come out and jam.
When's the last time you were in a band?
I don't want to mention those guys.
You didn't have to. I'm just like time period wise. Has it been a while?
It's been about 2 years.
Oh, okay. All right.
It was a progressive metal band.
That apparently you didn't like?
Well, their name was High Octane.
Okay.
I was with them for a while. And
I think I've heard the name before.
High Octane.
They played at Metal Fest before.
Okay, maybe that's why.
Yeah. It
seems like a weird name for a progressive metal band.
Yeah, we were. That's what we were.
Huh.
But stopped playing with them, and then stopped playing for about 2 years, and then Dave was looking for a bass player.
I pulled him out of retirement.
And when, obviously, you are formerly of?
Spatter.
And you did Spatter for how long?
22 years in Spatter, and then I left those guys to form my own band, playing pretty much the same kind of music.
Yes.
Really, it's kind of like, you know, I didn't actually leave them guys. I kind of fired them, changed the name of the band, and
and kept going?
These two guys, yeah.
Are you going to be playing any old Spatter songs?
Oh, yeah. We played a couple Spatter tunes tonight.
Okay. All right. I've been witness to your evolution in Spatter. From the early days to the last days where I was like, wow, and then you broke up.
It's okay.
But you got this, so it's fine.
And it's still, wow, it's pretty much, yeah, in many ways, it's actually better. This, you know, Vince is, he's a heck of a bass player. He really fills things up a lot.
And first try, we got you here.
Yes.
Because with Spatter, we scheduled you numerous times.
Yes, and there was always an issue.
So.
Never mind.
So where did the name Spit Nickels come from?
Well, that was a name, it came from a saying my mother used to say when I was a kid. You know, there was a lot of kids. I grew up in a big family, and anytime that we dared to tell my mother that we were bored, she had one of three responses. The number one was, go clean your room. And we were never bored enough to do that. And then there was, sit on a tack and holler hammer. We never really wanted to do that either. And the other one was, stand on your head and spit nickels.
Huh.
And I never understood that one, but that name, Spit Nickels, always stuck with me. I always thought that it would be a good band name.
It is.
And then when I researched what that meant, I thought, okay, I can totally
what does it
that.
Mean?
And it was a saying that came out of the 30s and 40s, meaning to do something impossible or something totally remarkable.
Okay, fair enough.
But it has a military meaning as well, which Vince alluded me to, and which I looked it up and turned out to be true.
Spitting nickels means you're transmitting 5x5, which means you've got a good signal.
You're coming loud and clear.
Fair enough.
That works, too.
Yeah, that does work, too. You picked a good name. And no one's going to misspell it.
Probably not.
Well, they might misspell.
Actually, they have misspelled it because it's N-I-C-K-E-L-S.
Right.
And I've seen it spelled N-I-C-K-L-E-S.
Fair enough. Fair enough. But it's not as bad as what spatter was
right.
Misspelled
Everybody's
as.
It's spelled splatter a lot of the times.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and you did record three songs
with this band. Yes, we're in the process of recording an album.
Right. Now, are the three songs online?
No, two of the songs are online.
Okay.
And that's they are Motorhead and Life Can Kill You.
And where can people find them?
You can find them on Bandcamp, and you know Bandcamp /
Spit Nickels,
and then also Reverb Nation. And if you'll find us on Facebook, you can find the links through there.
Cool. Cool. All right. And obviously, you're playing the Finger Lakes Metal Fest.
Yes.
And how many weeks away is that?
That is just a couple days under a month.
Okay.
This is May 20th and 21st. We are playing on the 21st.
All right. And where is it?
That's in Clyde, New York, on Route 31.
All right. And you guys, where are you from now?
Where am I from, or where am I currently
living? Where are you
currently
living?
I'm living in Waterloo.
Are you guys from the same area?
Yeah.
Okay. Both from Waterloo-ish?
Yeah.
Lions and Clyde, right?
Clyde, yeah.
Yeah. So would you say you're based out of...
I'm saying we're based out of Lions because that's where we rehearse.
Okay. Fair enough. Of course, most people listening, unless they're native to this area, probably have no idea that there's a town called Lyons around here.
Well, now they do.
They're all
it's
pretty
north
small
of
towns.
Here.
Yes. Right north center of the state, right?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. Finger Lakes Metal Fest, free show.
Free show, all ages, free camping. There's going to be 28 bands. It's been expanded a little bit. So 8 bands on Friday night, 20 bands on Saturday, 2 stages indoors. And, of course, camping will be outdoors. And
I bet you don't know all the bands off the top of your head.
I do not.
You want to look them up on your phone?
I can look them up.
All right.
Yes.
And do you guys have any other shows coming up?
We do. You want to tell them?
May 7th, we will be playing at the Poorhouse in Lyons, New York, at West Fest, which my dad runs.
Hmm.
And, yeah, May 7th. So,
how many shows have you played together so far?
Well,
with this current lineup,
yeah.
Once.
What? Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
This tonight would be our second time with Vince, but me and Cam have been playing together for a year, and we've done 5 or 6 shows before Vince.
Yeah, 5 or 6.
Yeah.
Different bass player or no bass player?
Jesse Halsted and John Halsted have both been, you know, we used to sit in, you know, for all of our gigs between the two of them. And
gotcha.
They're from a band called Horseface. And
yes.
Of course, Jesse also sings now in Age of Shadows. And John's in a band. I can't remember the name of it. I feel terrible for that. But
it happens.
They're both really, really talented guys.
All right. And
so the bands, okay. I have the list.
Dun-dun-dun.
Zeruination from Binghamton. Super Killer Robots from Buffalo. Age of Shadows, Rochester. Fox 45. I'm not going to name the cities anymore.
Okay.
Unless they're, you know, out of state. Burial Mound from Southern New Jersey. Saints and Winos, Low Key. 13 South, Never the Voiceless. Threat Point from Scranton, Pennsylvania. Murder in Rue Morgue. Ironclad, Spit Nickels. Deluded, Gutted Alive. Undead Messengers, Divin X. Midnight Riders. Beneath Hell's Sky, Spire, Hollow Bodies, Aggressive Betty, Many Will Fall, Tyranitar, Dear Mr. Dead, Salt Lake, Delano Steel, I Am the Captain, and Hollow Bodies.
Had Hollow Bodies in there twice.
I did.
You did.
Well.
They've actually played live here in studio too, full makeup and everything.
Yeah, they are in there twice.
They do their horror theme stuff, and they're fantastic. We had them play a haunt show as well. That was really good. That was early on before we had Nathan running sound, who's not in this room at the moment, but he did a good job tonight, as usual. All right, so we should probably play some studio stuff from you.
Okay. Yeah.
I just gotta figure out where I have it.
Well, if you play there, Motorhead, people will know what the song sounds like all the way through.
All right, hopefully this will play. It says it's on the computer here, so let's find out. So this is Spit Nickels. I thank you guys so much for coming up and playing. You were seriously awesome.
Thank you.
And Finger Lakes Metal Fest is going to be a great show, and people should go because, you know, it's a little pricey being free.
Yeah.
For how many bands total?
28.
So there you go. That is a pinnacle of
29 if you count Hollow Bodies twice, but they're only going to play once.
It is like the pinnacle of great upstate New York metal.
Yes.
You get some fantastic bands playing, you put them all in one place, and you give it away free. So that's a really awesome thing, Dave. Thank you. Here is Spit Nickels with They Are Motorhead.
Space.